Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli narito na naman po kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po si Tita Birds, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat. Magandang hapon po muli. Ngayon siyempre pa ay 22 na ng Mayo, isang linggo na lang Hunyo na naman. And siyempre pa, marami po kaming inihanda para sa inyo ngayong hapon. At katunayan po, hindi na kami magpapatumpik-tumpik pa. Nandito po ang ating History Today. Obviously, 22 May is Happy International Day for Biological Diversity. This event aims to increase understanding and awareness of biodiversity issues. Although it was originally celebrated in late December, the UN General Assembly later decided to move the date to 22 May, which commemorates the adoption of the Convention on Biological Diversity in 1992. Biodiversity remains the answer to several sustainable development challenges, from nature-based solutions to climate, health issues, food and water security, and sustainable livelihoods. Biodiversity is the foundation upon which we can build back better. The International Day of Biological Diversity 2022 is being celebrated under the slogan Building a Shared Future for All Life. May tumatawag, so the slogan was chosen to continue building momentum and support for the post 2020 Global Biodiversity Framework to be adopted at the upcoming UN Diversity Conference, number COP15. As the world continues to grapple with the pandemic, Biodiversity Day 2022 will be commemorated mainly online, www.un.org/en/observances/biological-diversity-day. Ulitin ko po yan, www.un.org/en/observances/biological-diversity-day. Ayan po.
And Happy International Day for Biological Diversity. Ayan.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very nice.
Then ayan, climate changes and development ng biodiversity. Sabi yan ganun. Yung mga handa nating songs ngayon ay about sa ating kapaligiran. At naman po, ngayon tayo dadako sa This Day in World History. On May 22nd, on the year 337, historic event happened when the Roman Emperor Constantine was baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Constantine the Great, who had practiced Christianity since his youth and sparked its growth into a world religion, became on his deathbed the first Roman emperor to be baptized in the Christian church.
Yes, fantastic.
On 22nd of May,
Constantine the Great.
1960. It was the largest earthquakes on record that struck the southern coast of Chile, killing about 5,700 people and creating the seismic sea waves. that cause death and destruction in distant Pacific coastal areas, notably Japan and Hawaii. So, noong 22 May 1960. And also, on the 22nd of May 2011, one of the deadliest tornadoes in U.S. history struck Joplin, Missouri, causing massive damage and killing 160 people.
Oh, it's only lately, 2011. Mm. 10 years ago. So, ito po naman, in Philippine history today, May 22, Julio Llorente was born in Argao, Cebu, to a Spanish merchant from Castile La Vieja. After his preparatory education in his hometown, he went to Manila and studied at the Ateneo, where he excelled in various school competitions. On April 3, 1881, he left for Spain to study at the Universidad Central de Madrid. He obtained a Doctor of Laws degree in 1885, and in the same year, he got married in Madrid to Requieria, a Spanish señorita, by whom he had two daughters, Angelita and Jesusa. In Spain, he became an active... And the only Cebuano propagandist. He believed that Spanish law should similarly be applied in the Philippines. In 1886, he was made president of a general autonomist organization whose aim was to collaborate with Puerto Ricans and Cubans in securing rights for Spain's overseas provinces. He was a member of the editorial staff of the newspaper España en Filipinas, published by the Filipino Reformists, replacing Jose Rizal as editor later. In 1889, he became a member of the nationalist society called RDLM, founded by Rizal in Paris. He worked closely with Rizal and Marcelo del Pilar to bring harmony and unity among Filipinos in Madrid. They formed a committee to draw up the statutes, transforming the diverse Filipino groups into a single entity under one head. He was a confidant of Rizal. The two shared a house in Madrid.
We also have another history for Philippines on the same day, but on 1867. Julio Nakpil, a Filipino composer, also fought during Philippine Revolution against Spain, was born in Quiapo, Manila. Nakpil served as a commander for revolutionary troops in the north of Manila under Andres Bonifacio. His experience in the battlefield earned him the task of securing and watching over the farms and fields of the Katipunan. Who educated himself at home and eventually learned how to play the piano, made compositions which are inspired directly by the revolution. One of his compositions, Marangal na Dalit ng Katagalugan, was a candidate for Philippine National Anthem, but the choice eventually went to Julian Felipe's Lupang Hinirang. Prior to the revolution, his skills in playing the piano earned him an audience among the affluent, and he became a regular pianist in social functions in Malacañang. Nakpil, who later became a piano teacher, composed his first short polka piece for the piano called Zefiro in 1888, and was followed with other pieces such as Ilang Ilang, Recuerdos de Capiz, Pahimakas, Pasig Pantayanin, and Biak na Bato. Among his expository works were Luz Poetica de la Aura, Recuerdos de Capiz, and Exposition Regional Filipina, all of which were given a Diploma of Honor from the Exposition Regional Filipina in 1895. After the revolution, he was married to Bonifacio's widows, Gregoria de Jesus, and Julio spent his later years in creating composition and writing his memoirs of the Philippine Revolution. Notably, he received awards like a diploma and bronze medal from the Exposition of Hanoi in 1902 and a diploma and silver medal from St. Louis International Exposition in the U.S. And a medal citation from Civic Assembly of Women in 1954. McPhill died on November 2, 1960 at the age of 93. And in 1963, he was given a posthumous award by Bonifacio Centennial Commission in recognition of his patriotism. The following year, a memoir entitled Julio Napil and the Revolution in the Philippines was published by his heirs. At present, where Napil and wife Gregoria live, known as Bahay Napil in Quiapo, with a Spanish-style architecture, is maintained by his heirs and serves as a museum.
Beautiful. Kailangan mapuntahan natin yan. sa Quiapo daw eh, ano? Bahay na Spanish style architecture, galing. Pag uwi ko talaga bibisitahin ko yan. Hindi ko alam noon yan eh. Now, tayo po'y dadako naman sa fun facts time. Eto. Teka muna, palalakihin ko. Ayan. On Mercury, a day is 2 years long. Mercury rotates on its axis very slowly while it orbits the sun quickly. If a planet is close to the sun, the distance it orbits around the sun is fairly short. This distance is called an orbital path. The closer a planet travels to the sun, the more the sun's gravity can pull on the planet. The stronger pull of the sun's gravity, the faster the planet orbits. Oh, ganun pala yun, ha? And here is how long it takes each of the planets in our solar system to orbit around the sun in Earth days. Mercury, 88 days. That would mean one will have his or her birthday every 88 Earth days. Mercurian. Venus, 225 days. Earth, 365 days. That all of us know. Mars, 687 days. So basically about 2 years. Earth Day. Earth days for Mars. And Jupiter, oh wow, 4,333 days. I can't divide accordingly without using my calculator. How many days is that? And Saturn, oh, even bigger, 10,759 days. Uranus, 30,687 days, triple ng Saturn, and Neptune, 60,190 days. That's six times Saturn and double Uranus. Sus, Mariosep, akala natin yung what a year in the Philippines, in the world, on Earth, being 365 days for a year, we thought it's already long. Hindi pala. That's really fun.
Habang malayo siya sa sun, madami yung days. Ayan, bago po tayo meron po tayong magandang awitin na ihahandog ngayon mula kay Sarah Jeronimo. Masdan mo ang kapaligiran.
Take it away.
Kayo po'y dadako na sa ating local news. Kaitaya Primary celebrates New Zealand Sign Language Week. Sa New Zealand Herald galing po ito. They say children are sponges for languages. And last week, a group of Kaitaya Tamariki provided with their combined effort, they could teach an entire school a new language. Kaitaya Primary School Room 12 pupils showcased their ability to teach their peers how to sign in front of the whole school last Friday as a special tribute to New Zealand Sign Language Week. May 9 to 15 marked the 2022 New Zealand Sign Language Week celebration, with people from throughout Aotearoa, New Zealand, taking part in the week-long initiative. This year's theme, New Zealand Sign Language is Essential, highlighted the importance of New Zealand Sign Language for deaf people and their ability to equally participate in education, health, work, and society. Room 12 teacher Zoe Brown said her classroom had been learning sign language for the past 2 years, and last year taught sign language to the community from Kaitaya's Te Ahu Center. This year, due to COVID-19, the pupils instead kept their sign language lessons in-house, opting to teach New Zealand Sign Language to all 13 of the school's other 20-minute sessions. Carly Rose, 9, is a Room 12 pupil and was born with hearing loss, with her first language New Zealand Sign Language. The Kaitaya Primary School pupil also relies on hearing aids to communicate with Teacher Brown using Roger, a device worn during class to amplify her speech and link her voice directly to Carly Rose's hearing aids. Carly Rose's mom said she was still learning to sign herself, so the school being proactive about teaching students how to sign had meant the world to her and Carly Rose. According to Brown, one of the key takeaways for students learning to sign this week was to not worry too much about the exact way to sign or which hand you need to use. So, we all thought that sign language is really very hard. Now we are proven wrong by pupils from what year is this again?
Year 12.
Year 12. Yeah, year 12 is equivalent to what grades atin? High school na ba yan? Hindi pa, no? I think, hindi pa. Kasi year 13 yata matapos ang... yeah, high school nga. Year 12, so graduating na yan. Kasi wala tayong year 13 dito. University na sila.
Our second news today is about international student market unlikely to recover quickly, agents warn as per RNZ. Education agents warn the foreign students are not queuing up to return to New Zealand next year. They told the RNZ this country's handling of the pandemic was not the draw card the government had expected and recently announced changes to post-study work rights would hit the Indian market especially hard. International education used to be New Zealand's fourth biggest export earner at $5 billion a year. But pandemic border restriction restricted enrollments to the point that by the start of April, there were only 11,803 students remaining in the country. The government announced that a freeze on study visa application would end on the 31st of July, and students with existing visas could also return then. Immigration and Education Agent Aronima said students' attitude to New Zealand had changed since before the pandemic. Previously, we would see people jump straight away. Yeah, New Zealand, let's get there, because, you know, at seeing that kind of enthusiasm at this stage, people that want to come here will definitely come here. But it's not good for everybody now. So as per the students, Ningra said many courses that used to attract Indian and Chinese students no longer grant the right to work after graduation. She also worried that these rules were unrealistic in requiring students to find employment in profession they had studied, rather than recognizing that people often found a new job lower down the career ladder and work up to the position they had trained for. Immigration lawyer Alistair McClaymont said he will work with an international students with migrants who first arrived as students. He said the government changes were likely to slash enrollments from India and China, the two biggest source countries of international students. McClaymont said many students would not come if they could not see a pathway to gaining residence in this country.
Fair enough. So they want to come here to study and reside here. Not all, but most, I think. So they are interested in gaining residency. And as far as I am concerned, there's nothing wrong to it. If they are qualified, if there is space, why not? They studied here, they should benefit from it as well. And if they can contribute to our economic position and social position or whatever else, very good, isn't it? Well, so we are losing a lot of international students at the moment. Never mind. Hopefully, they come back soon.
So, ano po, mag-usap po kayo? Ako po si Manang Trini. Sorry po, nalate ako ng konti. Kaya ito po. Saan tayo? We are on our budget 2022 revealed na po dito sa New Zealand. So ito po, Finance Minister Grant Robinson presented his budget for 2022 on Thursday afternoon, announcing $6 billion of spending. Now these were the key announcements from the budget 2022. So for the whole year po ito, new cost of living, living payment for people earning up to 70K. This is a temporary payment for people not entitled to the winter energy payment. It will be paid across 3 months from August, totaling 350. And then yung fuel tax bill and road usage charge reduction, as well as half-price public transport, is to be extended for another 2 months from when each were introduced. Ongoing half-price public transport for community service and holders. Ayan, so if you are getting on a public transport every day, you can avail on that with the next budget announcement. Now, urgent new law to go through Parliament to try get down grocery prices by introducing more competition. The new rules will stop supermarkets from blocking competition from accessing land to open new stores, Robertson said. Now, the $3.1 billion for Help New Zealand over 2 years, $168 million for Māori Health Authority over 4 years, and $191 million over 2 years to Pharmac to buy medicines and 248 new paramedics. The rule will be scrapped from that denies sole parents to benefit their child support payments. The governments over decades have been denying sole parents on benefit, money that is rightfully theirs, with an estimate that changing the rule will pull thousands of children out of poverty. Emergency dental grants has increased from 300 to 1,000. Iyan is a very big change, hindi ba? Kasi super mahal ang dental ngayon. House price caps for first home loans has been removed. Ayun! That's quite good. Kasi 850 lang ata, 850 ba ang cap or 800 or 600 ata ang cap ng first home buyers, which you cannot really buy anything na naman anyway and that price, which is, yeah, so this is very helpful. Ayan.
Hindi. Price caps was removed.
Yun nga. Before, you can only buy certain amount of houses if you're a first-home buyer. I'm sure it's either 650 or 800, but right now there's no more houses at that price. It's all a lot higher. So they removed the cap. Wala nang cap. You can buy whatever you like as long as it's your first-home buyers.
I see.
Ayan ang ibig nila sabihin. Kasi before may cap talaga, you can't buy anything outside the limit. You can't get your grant and other benefits as a first home buyer.
Magandang balita yan.
Magandang balita talaga.
Makakabili na si Joe ng sarili niya. Ayaw na niyang tumira sa nanay at tatay niya.
Wish ko lang ba.
Anyway. Yeah. It will come sooner or later, one of these days.
Oh. Anyway po, tayo idadako sa ating second music break po, ang Himig ng Inang Kalikasan by Radding C. Humacchio, dahil ngayon ay International Biodiversity Day. Yan, enjoy po.
That's right.
Minsan isang araw ako'y nanaginip ang inang kalikasan, umiinig ng awit, mga huli ng ibon, tunog nitong tubig, ang sayaw ng mga dahon sa banayad na hangin, ang lamig nitong hangin kay sarap-sarap damhin. Ito ang nadamang nakita't narinig. Kay ganda ng paligid, mayaman, mayaman ang daigdig, sagana ang lupa kay sa amoy ng paligid. Mainit na ang dampi ng malamig na hangin. Basura'y nagkalat, ang puso ay lumalagana. Anong nangyari sa sayaw ng mga dahon? Di ko na marinig masayang huni ng ibon. Malinaw na ba? Nasaan ka na ngayon? Tulungan, tulungan ang paligid. Umiyak, umiyak ang langit. Pinabuso ang lupa kay itim na ng tulig. Nanagoy na ito labing daigdig. Nasaan na? Magandang pula.
Kayo po'y dadako na sa ating Philippine News. Take it away, Manang Trini.
Yes, and this is from Rappler. Now, Philippines 2022 rainy season begins. Ayan. The State Weather Bureau announced the start of the rainy season on Wednesday, May 18, following days of rain. The Philippines Atmospheric Geophysical and Astronomical Services Administration, or PAGASA, said a frontal system and severe thunderstorms brought widespread rain during the last 5 days to areas under the Type 1 climate and other parts of the country. So on its website, PAGASA says that a province is considered to have Type 1 climate if there is a distinct dry and wet season, wet from June to November and dry the rest of the year. The Weather Bureau also observed the southwesterly wind flow in the last 2 days. This satisfies the criteria of the start of the rainy season over the western sections of Luzon and Visayas, PAGASA said. With the onset of the rainy season, intermittent rain due to the southwest monsoon or hanging habaga is expected to affect western parts of the Philippines, including Metro Manila. But PAGASA noted that there may be monsoon breaks or periods without rain lasting for several days or weeks. La Niña is also still ongoing, which may increase the likelihood of above normal rainfall conditions in the coming months, the Weather Bureau has said. So far, the Philippines has had only 2 tropical cyclones in 2022, Tropical Storm Agaton or Migi and Typhoon Basyang Malakas, both in April. Agaton lingered inside the Philippines area of responsibility with 214 people reported dead, mostly in eastern Visayas. It also damaged an estimated 2.26 billion worth of agriculture and 6.95 million worth of infrastructure. Basyang was inside Philippines area of responsibility for only 3 hours and did not affect the country. The Philippines is an average of 20 tropical cyclones per year. Ano ba yan? Parang twice a month, hindi ba?
Oh, those two are only the start.
Yon. But, you know, fingers crossed, you know, kasi ano na tayo ngayon, may malapit na halfway through the year, we only got 2, right? But then, it's not the rainy season yet. So,
it starts in June. Yeah, June to November.
Ilang, yeah.
Ayan. Ayan, at tayo po'y dadako naman sa ating Southeast Asia Games. Philippine Bowling wins 2nd gold in Hanoi. Galing po yan sa Inquirer. Once again, exposure proved to be the key factor to the Philippines' sure-footed journey back to bowling glory. The country, which has been coming home empty-handed in previous Southeast Asian Games, earned its 2nd gold on Thursday in the sport that produced Hall of Famers Paeng Nepomuceno and Bong Ku, Patrick Nuki, Ian DiCianco, Ivan Malig, and Merwin Tan, combined for 5,275 pinfalls after 6 frames to prevail over Malaysia, 5,162, and Singapore, 4,963, which settled for silver and bronze respectively. Galing-galing ng Pinoy. Yes, it helped a lot that we were able to compete in Dubai in the World Championships last November, said Nuki. And Merwin also took part in the World Series of Bowling last March. We have managed to apply those learnings here. Nuki said the long preparation for the genial games also factored in their performance here, which is under the watchful eye of head coach and former World Masters champion B-Boy Rivera. The victory was so stunning that 22-year-old Tan was almost speechless. Right now, I don't have anything on my mind. I am just happy. We will just continue doing what we are doing so far. But trying to regain the Philippines' lofty stature in the sport is far from their minds. We are thinking about it, but right now we are just thankful to have won, added Nuki. Hopefully, our success here will give us a positive outlook in the coming tournaments. Tan had gifted the Philippines its first gold. Tuesday is the main singles, ending an 11-year gold medal drought for the country.
Oh, yay! Well done, Miss Etan. Proud kami sa you. We're backing you up.
Yes, ayan. Isa na namang success. Meron pa tayong isang Philippine news. New SK law to level up youth leadership in barangays. A lawmaker on Wednesday said the new law strengthening the SK or the Sangguniang Kabataan would encourage youth participation and boost youth leadership in barangay affairs. Representative of Isabella Faustino Ino D. V. said Duterte signing off Republic Act number 11768 or the Sangguniang Kabataan Governance Reforms and Compensation Law would provide SK members with honoraria that would allow them to better focus on their work, particularly the planning, programming of youth projects in the country's over 42,000 barangays. This honoraria would allow them to better focus on their work. So sabi nga ni Mr. D., naniniwala daw siya na ang SK o ang Sangguniang Kabataan ay hindi lang pangliga. At these reforms should help them level up to spearhead projects that will have a positive impact in their respective communities. Ayan. Sabi nga din na not everyone can be Greta Thunberg, sabi ni Dee, referring to the young climate change activists from Sweden. But all of us can do something within our sphere of influence to protect the environment. It starts with our communities, with our barangays, and our youths as the generation that will inherit the planet and should lead the charge to protect it. Ayan. Magandang ano yan. Panukala at magandang reform act yan para sa mga Sangguniang Kabataan kasi marami talaga silang nagagawa eh. At saka sila yung magiging future leaders natin, di ba?
Iba mga definitely.
Ayan, isa na dyan yung pamangki ko na isa sa aming barangay sa Pilipinas na siyang namumuno sa Sangguniang Kabataan. Talagang marami silang mga proyekto. At saka ang kagandahan ngayon, yung social media nakakatulong talaga na mag-encourage sa mga kabataan na sumali sa mga kanilang proyekto. At saka instead na malulong sila sa mga hindi magandang isyo, di ba? May mga programa na ginagawa ang mga barangay, which is maganda.
Oo.
And also the young minds bring a lot to the table for the newer generation pati. Because right now, yung mga leaders natin, they are not the new generation technically, you know, kasi medyo matatanda na sila. So these young minds will bring currency on what the new generation really is looking forward to in terms of mga leadership, indeed.
Yeah. So
it's really a good foundation for the mga politically minded na mga kabataan natin o mga young leaders natin, which is very good.
Yeah, dapat pagbigyan na sila ng chance. Yung mga medyo may edad na kapareho ko, kailangan medyo retired na.
That's only a number, Tita Verge. Hindi po ba, mga nanonood? Numero lang po yan. You're just as young as you feel. Okay.
Saka maganda yung phone pa lang sila na maaga sa buhay nila kasi sila yung mga magiging future leaders eh. Kagaya
definitely
nakaraang eleksyon, maraming kabataan na naging ano, naging active na bumoto. So, kumbaga, marami yung populasyon na ngayon ng kabataan talaga. So, in the future, kailangan natin ng mga future na batang leaders talaga. Ayan.
Correcto. And talagang ang kanilang mga ideas ay talagang testing and disliking the old system that so far to their minds is not working properly. Marami nang affected ng mga bata, kabataan.
I'm sure they can bring a lot of emerging ideas and and mga policies, mga how we can do better in our government.
Yes.
Maraming dapat na maging bagong laws din kasi maraming ng mga nagbabago sa kapaligiran natin. Ayan, yes. Meron ba tayong Philippine entertainment ngayon? Tita,
yes, meron.
Meron tayo. Casey Concepcion. I love Casey Concepcion. Yeah. But what is she saying? Sabi ni Casey Concepcion, done filming. Oh, okay. So, she is currently filming Asian Persuasion in New York and she has just finished it. Ayan. So, Casey, I'll let you know na, okay, mga nakikinig sa atin. Ito po, si Casey Concepcion is done filming Asian Persuasion. On Instagram, the actress said she could not wait for moviegoers to see this film, which serves as her comeback project after taking hiatus from showbiz. So ayan, malik na siya. After 2 months of living and working in New York City, we finally wrapped our film at Asian Persuasion Film, she said. Excited for you guys to see it, sabi niya. Visited at Health on GNYC for the first time to thank God for everything, she added.
Hillsong, New York. Hillsong, New York City.
Oh, I thought it's Health on GYC, so it's actually Hillsong. For goodness sake, Trini, see, I'm so backward-minded. Ayan. It's only a young man like you, Tita Verge, that would know that.
Asian Persuasion.
According to the Variety report, Asian Persuasion follows the story of a down-on-his-luck chef who cooks up a crazy scheme to marry off his ex-wife in an attempt to avoid his substantial alimony obligation. Interesting. With the help of his trusted wingman, the chef gets off to a hot start, but belatedly realizes he wants a second chance with his ex. The report added, Concepcion, who replaced Tony Gonzaga in the movie, plays the film's lead actress opposite Filipino-American actor Dante Basco. Aside from Dante and Concepcion, the film also features Black Eyed Peas, Apple Diaz, Yam Concepcion, Rachel Alejandro, Rex Navarrete, and Tony Labrusca, among others. The romantic comedy set in New York City is directed by Tony Award-winning Broadway producer Jet Tolentino. Ayan!
Galing!
Yes.
And Casey Concepcion is the daughter of
Sharon Cuneta.
Yeah, Sharon Cuneta and Gabby Concepcion. But obviously, he is regarded by what's his name again? The vice president candidate? Oh, I totally forgot him. Regarded as his own daughter.
Kiko Pangilinan.
Kiko Pangilinan, yes.
Pangilinan, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, very good. Beautiful. One of the most beautiful spaces in showbiz.
Yes.
Internationally, yan ha? Internationally, yeah.
Oh, sana mapanood na niya, di ba?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, meron tayong another kanta about sa ating kalikasan. Awit ng kalikasan.
Take it away.
Enjoy kayo.
Ito po at tayo dadako na sa ating pabebe time. Siyempre pa, special po ito para sa ating mga women. It's about women's health online and what are the benefits of walking every day. Kasali ako dyan. It's free. It's low impact. It can be done anywhere. You can do it in a group or solo. It increases brain power, according to a New Mexico Highlands University study. It improves heart health. Think lower of high risk blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. As much as running, and that's according to the American Heart Association. It's good for your mind. Walking in nature has been linked to improved mental health by the University of Michigan Health System. It also decreases the risk of illness or stroke, coronary heart disease, depression, and other life-threatening conditions as per this University of East Anglia.
Okay,
ka. Ayan.
Ayan.
Oo.
Habang
in fact,
deka. Maganda yan. Mm. At wow, pwede nating i-discuss dyan. Totoo naman na libreng maglakad, di ba? Lalo na dito, maraming pathway. Yun yung kagandahan dito sa New Zealand. Pansin ko po, maraming parks, tas libre pa ang park, di ba?
Yes.
And it's always safe for the walkers dito sa New Zealand. And our government is always promoting kahit sa mga infrastructure nila, they always think of the public, public access, the safety of the public. Parang ganun ba? So it's always safe here to walk. Yun nga, sabi ko nyo, free, hindi ba? And it's very good for you, for sure.
So anyway,
and even in our parks, may mga free toilets. Hindi, anywhere na pumunta tayo, hindi tayo naglakad ka na ng malayo, hindi ka mag-worry na wala kang pupuntahan to remove your excess water.
Ayun, ang maganda pa dyan, yun nga, hindi nakakatakot na maglakad dito na mag-isa. Except siguro kung yun na talaga. Pero yun, you can do it in group or by solo, di ba? Yun naman. Ikaw ba, tita? Ay, nako. May walking body ka ba or soloista ka?
Nagsosolo ako kasi maglalakad ako pag may ano lang, pag may time lang. Walang set time. Pag in between ng mga appointments ko o errands ko, ayun. Halimbawa, magsa-shopping ako bago ako mag-shopping, ipapark ko yung kotse ko sa malayo-layo, maglakad muna ako. Pero alam kong kaunti lang ang bibiling ko noon. Otherwise, pag nakalimutan ko, eh paano, malayo yung kotse ko.
Yun nga. Sabi din, Jetta, sabi mo, it increases brain power. So,
exactly.
Ayan ng ano, isa sa mga may share ko lang na talagang maganda. Alam mo sa opisina, eh, syempre maghapon ka nakatutok sa computer or kung halimbawa nagtatrabaho ka, iba talaga yung naglalakad ka nang wala kang iniisip. So mga 10 to 15 minutes walk will really increase your brain power sa totoo. Mm-hmm. So nasa mo rin. And of course, yung heart health nga na sinasabi. At hindi ka ba hinihingal. Basta yung pag naglalakad ka kasi ng talagang yung natural walking lang na ano, hindi ka nagmamadali or ano.
Oo.
Parang
talagang
palmado ka lang.
Oo. Talagang set aside mo na yung 10 or 15 minutes.
Mm. Ang the best.
Ayan. At ito po.
Nature, di ba? Mm-hmm.
Oo. At ito po ang what you learn when you nail your own walking challenge and if you want to reap the biggest rewards. Ayan, pets are good motivators. Ibig sabihin, ilakad mo yung aso mo o yung pusa mo.
Nagawa ko rin.
Hindi po yung pusa. Binigala ka ng pusa.
Walking forces you to slow down. Walking is easily adaptable. Committing to a walking challenge keeps you consistent. And setting yourself on achievable walking duration is key. Yan. Ikaw ba, Manang Trini, naglalakad ka rin? O tama na sa'yo yung dancing?
Pero sabi ko, magandahan nga dyan, di ba tita? Kung halimbawa maglalakad ka, at least 30 minutes, 15 minutes, make a difference. Mm-hmm. Pero iba rin yung maglalakad ka na nagmamadali kang umuwi o kaya pumasok sa work. Kasi
nakaka-stress yun.
So of course, you set yourself a goal. Kasi pag it's just walking sometimes, parang you're not gonna get the motivation ba? Kasi minsan you're becoming lazy, umuulan, wala kang ano talaga. You sometimes make excuses, I can always walk tomorrow. Bukas na lang, ganun ba? Eh, but if you set yourself a goal, you really have to do it. Kasi, you know, di ba? Yung mga Fitbit nyo, it's very helpful kasi if you set your goal 10,000 a day set, you gotta make it up, hindi ba?
Yeah.
800 ka lang, 8,000, I mean, 2,000 na lang ang kulang.
Ang kulang.
Hindi, bakit ba, hindi ba? So, really, you gotta make it enjoyable for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, tama. Enjoy it while you're listening to good music, sabi nga, di ba?
Correct, but be careful with the cars, alright? When you're listening to the music, don't make it too loud. You still be able to hear people around you.
Yes, that's right.
Sa mga walk past talaga, yung talagang pang-walking. At saka sa park.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kaya yung ako I discovered na ang ganda-gandang lately yung nangyari sa akin na I was walking towards my acupuncturist and tama-tama yung mga 10 to 15 minutes. Ang problema lang pagdaan ko dun sa pagtawid galing sa isang building, pagtawid ko yung palang tawag dun, walkway dun, mayroong upuan, may nakaupong mama na paglalakad ko pa lang, nakita ko na ang sama ng tingin sa akin. Sa isip ko lang, ano kaya ito? Kaya nadapa ako, dinadubli yung aksidente ko, yun na.
Nainlove sa'yo kaagad, Tita Bird.
Hindi, mukhang durug yata eh.
Okay.
Akala mo naman sa tanda kong ito, mayroon pang mabubuang dun, wala na.
Yeah. And also, it will be helpful to set yourself a challenge as well, hindi ba? For example, if you're aiming for a weight loss, then you set your goal by the end of this month. For example, you must lose a kilo or 2 kilos, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, because and then you keep a daily log talaga. Before you start kung weight loss ang weight mo at the beginning and then sa end, parang ganun ba, para at least may sense of gratification yung at a sense of achievement, hindi ba?
Makinig tayo.
Well, anyhow, I lost 5 kg, so the next time you see me, I'm a sexy young girl.
At saka,
ang maganda din yan yung talagang mental health ba ay nakaka-condition siya ng mind natin. So, yan, maglakad-lakad na po tayo. Pero ngayon kasi malamig, ano bang magandang alternative dyan, Tita Trini?
Dancing.
Dancing speed.
Yeah. Okay, treadmill, no?
When you also walk, make sure you hydrate yourself because drinking water while you're walking helps with the oxygen. The exit of your carbon dioxide and things like that. So, and of course, towards the end of your daily goals, for example, if you're a beginner, you set your goals, 3,000 steps ako ngayon, and then tomorrow I will make it 3,500. Don't aim for the 10,000 on day one. Kasi yes, unrealistic yan. Diba? So you have to do it gradually.
And of course, until can do the 10,000 a day. Kasi talagang 10,000 a day ang goal eh.
Yeah. So that would be the perfect ideal goal. At saka, don't be shy to reward yourself when you've achieved something. So when you achieve something, for example, go and buy a lipstick or something because you deserve it. Or go and buy new lovely new pair of walking sneakers, for example.
Tama dyan. Tama yan, tita. Yan ang ating pa-baby time. Kasi talagang women's health is actually, hindi lang nalilimit yan sa pagiging women. Pati rin sa ating mga kalalakihan at anything, anyone, any age. Diba? Sabi nga ganun, walking is the best exercise daw. Totoo ba yan, tita?
Oh, yeah. In all honesty, any exercise that you take part that is, you know, that you can do and that you enjoy doing is the best form of exercise for you talaga. Mm-hmm. So if you makakaya ng mag-run all the time and you don't enjoy running, why do it, right? But if you enjoy walking with your kids and you love doing it and you're having fun, then do it because that's the best exercise for you. Just like myself, I love to dance, I hate to run. So I love to walk only if I get the time, but you know me. I'm always, every day is already allocated. Your time for every day is already allotted to whatever, you know, things I have to do. So I just dance. Ayan.
O magandang ano yan, reminder sa lahat po na nakikinig at sa ating mga na nakikinig ngayon, sana mag-alat kayo na at least 15 to 30 minutes a day to walk. Diba? So let's walk the talk. Ayan, ganun. Dumako pala tayo.
Talk the walk. Talk about the walk.
Tama. Yan, may paalala lang po dahil nga po season na ng taglamig, 'di ba? Libre po ang pagpapabakuna ng flu vaccine o libreng bakuna laban sa trangkaso. So tumungo lang po kayo sa inyong GP or yung pampamilyang doktor at nag-aalok din po sila sa mga botika or pharmacy ng bakuna laban sa trangkaso. Ito po ay isa sa mga Ministry of Health initiatives po sa lahat po. Pwede rin po kayong tumawag sa 0800-611-116. Ayan.
Is the flu vaccine free? Are you sure?
Opo. Ayan.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it's $25.
Yata ang iba na hindi libre. Pero alam ko libre siya kasi government initiative. So parang tanong nyo na lang din sa inyong mga GP. Ayan.
Okay. I know that if you are at a certain age, you get free flu vaccine. If you have certain medical conditions like asthma and things like that, you get free flu vaccine. But somebody like me, our company, private company, give us free flu vaccine vouchers. Otherwise, it's $20 if you do it yourself and you are, you know, doesn't qualify for a free flu vaccine. I'm talking about flu, not COVID, because COVID is all free for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Pero okay lang naman kahit na $20-$25.
Ay, of course naman.
Hindi naniniwala sa bakuna eh. Pero sana magpabakuna kayo kasi isang protection pa din yan.
At saka May na tayo ngayon. So talagang dapat iba yung halimbawa last year naka 3 vaccines tayo, iba yun. Ngayon start na naman tayo.
Oo.
Another 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Another 3, isn't it?
Yeah. O ibabalik din ng government kung kailan ulit mag-start ng mga parang mga booster shots ulit, no? Parang ganun.
Oo. Yeah. Hindi, parang yung naunang tatlo last year, tapos na yun. Bilang na naman tayo for 2022, tatlo ulit, di ba ga?
Hintayin po natin yung mga detalye dyan ng
government. Yung tawag ng doktor natin. To remind us na we are due again.
Yeah. So if you
go, injection na ako. So tinawag na ako sa flu injection. So I think susunod na yung sa COVID ko.
Sana.
So if you go to the Ministry of Health in New Zealand website and just put flu vaccine, they'll tell you that the flu vaccine is free for over 65. It's also free to Maori and Pacific people over 55, pregnant people, and anyone that the underlying health conditions, ages 6 months and
over. Ayan. Maganda yan. Okay. Kaya wag na po kayong pagpatumpik-tumpik pa. Ayan, matatapos na naman tayo, mga titas. Maraming salamat sa inyong pagsama sa amin ngayon.
Ayan.
Magandang gabi po. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Hanggang sa muli.
Mag-ingat po kayo. Malamig na po. Sabi nga ni Tech Jo, malamig na po ngayon. So wrap up warm and make sure you still use your mask, lalo na ngayong flu season sa New Zealand. And hello to my family in the Philippines and around the world. How are you? Thank you everyone for liking us on Facebook, subscribing and sharing our page. And of course to the listeners on radio 104.6 Planet FM. Maraming salamat sa suporta. Hanggang sa muli. Ako po si Manang Trini, your Bisaya broadcaster.
Ayan, batiin ko rin lang po si sila DG, sila Bench na namimiss natin. Ayan, si Teen, RL, and Ian. At sa mga...
Si Abby.
Oo, si Abby. Sa mga Bulilit reporters, sana bumalik ulit sila, di ba, tita? At saka kanina, nanood kami ni tita kanina. Di ba Sunday ngayon, nanood kami ni tita ng performance ni Teen. Nako, abangan nyo. Magpapakita ng mga photos mamaya.
Next Sunday. That's para sa next Sunday, isama natin
yan. Yes. Share nyo yan. Share nyo yan. Yeah.
Ayan, Teen, for being the lead performer. At happy birthday po sa mga nagse-celebrate ng birthday. Happy anniversary din po kung meron po mga nagse-celebrate. Happy fiesta po kung nasaan man po kayo. Ayan.
Yes, kung may, ano kayo, may Reyna or something like that. Happy anniversary pa lang sa asawa ko. My love, Duncan. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
35 years, going strong.
Wow.
Going strong.
Wow.
Congratulations po. Ayan. Goodbye po. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Kikita na iba't ibang kagustuhan, isang patutunguhan. Kapay at pagmamahal ang hanap mo, magbibigay ng halaga sa'yo. Nais mong ipakilala.